Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I really do. I think we got a chance to score a bunch of runs here, you know, the rest of the season. I don't want to just talk about two games or three games coming up, but I think the rest of the season, I do think we're in a good spot to put a bunch of runs on the board, and our offense is going to have to be the unit to me that really leads the charge.
Aledio.com Sports Station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the radio.com app, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the morning, live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Yes, good morning. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletics Studios. Filling in for the Bart Winkler, I'm Ryan Horvath. That's Chuck Freeman making his return. 414-799-1250 gets you in touch with the show. You could also tweet at us all day. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, radio.com app. Chuck, how was the vacation?
Well, I'll tell you, last Wednesday was my last day here, and I feel like I've been gone for like 6 months.
Imagine how Bart feels.
I know he's been gone for like a week and a half, I think it is. But I'm one of those guys, though, who, after a while, edging to get back on the radio. I mean, sleeping in till 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning is great when you're a morning guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you catch back at all your sleep. I mean, that and, you know, be able to golf every day. That's the cool thing. But, hey, nothing replaces being on the radio. And I was edging to get back today. I was, man. I think after, in this business, I feel like, you know, if you miss like a week or so,
yeah,
you feel like so out of date. You could keep up with all the sports. You could watch sports, but I mean, you just feel a little bit out of rhythm a little bit, and then you get back, and it's like, man, it's great to be back, man. It is. I'm looking forward to the week again here. I spent a little time in Escanaba this weekend at the Island Casino up there golfing. Went to Browns Lake, a beautiful course in Racine County. Golf there, and all I did was golf this weekend and watch the Brewers, man. And, the Brewers, one thing is always constant with them, though. They've never failed to disappoint me. And once again, never failed to disappoint me again this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you're back, Frames. And I completely agree with what you said, especially in this business. It's the best job. I love my job.
Oh, it
so
is.
When I was at Disney for those 2 weeks, I was losing my mind. I was like, I got to get back. And then you finally crack the mic after being gone for 2 weeks. And it's like, oh, man, this isn't like riding a bike. I'm bumbling all over my words, and it's just, yeah, you feel like you've missed so much when really you've been paying attention. You've been watching the games, paying attention to the headlines, but still you feel like you've missed so much.
See, I've never been one of these guys who like, oh, I got to get away from everything.
Right.
I got to get away. The two best parts is I get to, you know, in the summertime, get to golf,
yeah,
a little bit more, and then get to sleep in. Other than that, it's never like, oh, I need a vacation from my job. I need a vacation from watching the Brewers. I need a vacation from talking sports. I mean, it's never that. Never that at all. But, saw, you know, all the games this weekend. Of course, last night, you know, they're going to get no hit this year, I believe. I said this a couple of months ago. I said, I think the Brewers are so inept sometimes offensively that it's going to happen this year, and it nearly happened last night.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot to talk about today. Rob Reichel of Forbes.com, he'll join us at 7:15. We're going to discuss the backup quarterback job in Green Bay. He just released a piece about that battle. Adam McKelvey usually joins us on Mondays. He's going to join us today from Brewers.com, MLB.com. He comes on at 8. We'll talk about last night's loss to the Cardinals. Then around 9:20, our old friend Eli Hershkovich from Radio.com, he has a new show, You Better Bet.
That's easy for you to say.
I know, we're going to talk some college football with him. And we got to give him a little bit of crap because last time we had him on, remember, he told us to take the Badgers, or the Badgers were going to upset Duke in the NCAA tournament.
Was that in 2015?
No, that was this year. He was like, yeah, I'm telling you guys, Wisconsin's my underdog pick. And we were all like, I don't know.
He Wisconsin go to the national finals?
The Final Four.
He liked them go to, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
he did?
That,
I think he was pulling our chain.
No, he really, I think he did. But last night, the Brewers fall to the Cardinals 3-0. It was a game they managed just one hit. Cardinals starter Dakota Hudson and two relievers combined for a one-hitter. Hudson matched a career high last night with 7 strikeouts. And Freems, we're going to get into last night, obviously, as the Brewers almost get no hit. But what were your thoughts over the weekend? A lot of runs scored, and it was a rough weekend for the pitching staff. Well, 30 runs they gave up in 2 games.
When are we going to start establishing some winning here? I mean, it's always a step forward, maybe 2 steps forward, and then a step back, and then 2 steps back. I mean, you win a great game on Saturday. I'm in Upper Michigan watching this. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, their time up there. And we're at one of the bars there watching the game. And, you know, people, a lot of Brewer fans up there, by the way, just jumping through the roof when Yelich hits the home run. And then Thamesy later goes yard. And the Brewers win that wild game that the pitching staff just tried to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, just lay a complete egg. And they're down 13-1 in the 4th inning. And, I mean, I'm losing my mind. I mean, they come back. They play a great come-from-behind win, which I didn't think they were going to do. I thought they were destined to lose that game Saturday night. And they come back and absolutely showed no pride. They gave it all on Saturday night. So I guess it was too much to ask for them to win on Sunday. And, you know, they get crushed. And then yesterday, just a lifeless, gutless effort in St. Louis. Just awful effort. You know, they load the bases there in the 8th inning, and Moustakas wraps into that double play ball, and the Bill Hall bobblehead goes flying out the street. That was the first bobblehead that I've lost so far in, I'd say about 6 weeks.
Oh, you're off in bobbleheads already?
Yes. Last night, I mean, double play, first pitch, wraps into that ground out to end the inning.
Yeah.
Base is loaded. And I was just, first of all, against the Cardinals, I hate the Cardinals.
Oh, absolutely.
Not as bad as the Cubs, but the Cardinals are my second least favorite team.
I hate the Cardinals
more. I hate the Cardinals. God, I hate their fans. I hate the city. I just don't like St. Louis.
Yeah.
All right? No, I don't. And I, especially, you know, that team throwing up, having a no-hit bid against the Brewers last night. Thank goodness it was broken up, because I didn't want to become a victim of that. The way things were going last night. So they get one hit. They show a complete lifeless effort. You could just tell. When you watch a Brewer game, you could tell in the first couple of innings, it's like, oh, this is the kind of team we're going to get from these guys today, huh? They're just going to go up there and, you know, maybe take a couple of 3 ball counts and then, you know, strike out, weak grounder to short, little weak fly ball to center field. No, this is what it's going to be all about today, huh? Yep, that's first 3 or 4 innings. It was like, all right, the Brewers, you know, 2 runs are going to be insurmountable because it was scoreless. And Zach Davies, I thought, you know, for Zach Davies, pitched his ass off. But disappointing that they could not come back and at least put an effort on to get more than one hit against Dakota Hudson last night. Yeah, he's having a good year, but come on. You're against your rivals. Go up there and at least show some effort. I just thought it was a disappointing performance again. Last 2 days, you know, you win that game. You win that game in that fashion on Saturday night, Harvey, and then you come back and you lay 2 eggs, 2 consecutive eggs, and you take 2 steps backwards again.
Well, that's what was so frustrating last night. Is you bring up Dakota Hudson. He goes 6 2/3, 7 strikeouts, 4 walks, throws 111 pitches. They take him out with a no hitter. It wasn't only that they weren't managing to get hits and get on the bags, but it was that they weren't making any contact. They only had 1 hard hit ball through 6 innings off Hudson, and it was a ground ball. So, I mean, it's just frustrating when you look at the statistics and you bring up bases loaded, Mike Moustakas up at the plate.
I feel great with Moose up there.
See, I do too, but I was looking at some second half numbers and he's just not having the second half. I mean, Grandal, that's been well documented, just the 1 homer since the All-Star break. He had 19 up to the break.
Mm-hmm.
But Moustakas, kind of the same situation, and he's just struggling with runners in scoring position. And that's the team as a whole. I saw the Brewers are 22nd in the league with runners in scoring position. You spent all that money in the offseason on this lineup.
They're that high? They're that good?
It's actually higher than I thought. 22nd in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
In a lineup with Christian Yelich, mm-hmm. Ryan Braun, Yasmani Grandal, Mike Moustakas.
Yeah. I know they got some bats in that lineup. And, you know, I hear all this time that, well, the bats are going to get going. Oh, the bats are going to get rolling for the Brewers. Oh, we're gonna start scoring some runs. Where's it been? I mean, this team, in a game like last night where you get that type of effort from Davies, if I got that from Zach Davies every game, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
If I get 5 scoreless innings out of Zach Davies, my God, I'd give the guy $15 million a year. And but you couldn't go out and support them again. And it was one of those games where, you know, they were just destined to lose. And then the Cardinals put up those two runs there in the sixth, and that was pretty much it. You know, the Brewers were at two runs. That was a huge – the Cardinals might as well put 10 runs on the board against the Brewer pitching staff in that inning, because the Brewers weren't going to put any runs on the board.
You mentioned the no-hitter, right? And it's just a 3-0 ball game. So the Brewers are right in that thing. They get a couple runners on the bags. Three-run shot ties that game up. Bases loaded. They take the lead 4-3 with Moustakas up at the plate. Let's say that game's 7-0. Are you rooting for a no-hitter with Dakota Hudson just see it? Because, 10 years ago, I feel like I would be, but now I don't even care about no-hitters.
My opinion on that has changed a little bit. There was once a time when I thought, because I've never seen a no-hitter in person.
Mm-hmm.
Never have. I think I've told this story before where when
Carlos Zambrano threw the no-hitter with nobody at Miller Park.
Zambrano was pitching a no-hitter at Miller Park. And I left in the third inning. I wasn't covering the game. The Cubs and the Astros were playing, and it was the third inning, and I left. And then I got in a car from where I was going, and I was away from the radio and away from the TV. Got in a car, turned on our radio station. This is before I was even working here. And, the guy comes on, does the update, and says, "Well, big story in Milwaukee tonight. Carlos Zambrano goes no-hit baseball." And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me. I missed it." So I've never seen a no-hitter. Never seen a no-hitter. And, but I don't want my team getting no-hit. I used to be able to think, there was a time I thought, well, okay, if I have no shot at winning this game, and my team is going to get no-hit, at least I'll see baseball history. I root for it. I've kind of changed. I can't do that, though. I don't. Now, I was, and especially the Cardinals or the Cubs, I don't want no hitting the Brewers.
Right, exactly. If it's an interleague matchup, let's say, and you're five games ahead of the Cubs at this point, and you're in Minnesota or you're in New York, then maybe if it's out of reach, I'll see.
I can't do it anymore. I the one time I thought, okay, I could cheer for this no hitter to see a no hitter. I've seen many guys take no hitters in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, and the first Brewer game I ever went as a kid. 1975.
Okay.
Boston was playing the Brewers. This is back when they were both, the Brewers in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
I was 8 years old, and the pitcher for the Red Sox, Rick Wise, took a no-hitter into the ninth inning with two outs, and the Brewers, a hitter by the name of George Scott, hit a home run to straightaway center field to break up the no-hitter. And since then, that was the first game I ever went to. Since then, I haven't come close to that. I've seen a no-hitter taken to one out in the ninth inning. I saw Nolan Ryan do that about 25 years ago at the Old County Stadium. But, seventh inning, I think Giovanni Gallardo took one to the seventh inning one time. Dave Bush, I think I saw it at Miller Park, take one through the eighth inning. But, you don't want to see your team no hit, because what's going to happen is they're going to be on all the national networks. The highlights are going to be on TV, and it's going to be our team that is going to be no hit. At the expense of, we're going to get a no-hitter at the expense of the Cubs or the Cardinals, or someone's going to do it, and it's going to our team looking bad up there.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Dakota Hudson last night, we mentioned, he goes 6 2/3, gets into a little bit of trouble, leaves the game, though, with a no-hitter, was at 111 pitches, so obviously you don't want the kid's arm to fall off, especially here in a division race. But still, man, if I got a no-hitter, I don't care if I'm at 120 pitches in the eighth inning, I'm staying in that ballgame and trying to complete the no-hitter.
They're going to it's going to be an army to get me out. I mean, Mike Schilt, more power to that guy and these managers today. But, it turned out he made the right move, because he felt, he knows his pitchers more than anything. But you're pitching a no-hitter.
Right.
What happened to the days? Those days are gone. That if a guy's out there pitching a no-hitter, you leave him in no matter how many pitches. You just let him in there, grind it out until he gives that one hit, and then you take him out. I feel if the Cardinals would have had a combined no-hitter last night, they used two or three or four guys, some of the luster's taken off of that.
I agree. I don't like the combined no-hitter.
No,
the Brewers do end up managing a hit. But
if there's a combined no-hitter with a handful of different pitchers last night, or even two pitchers, it's like, no, they used two pitchers to do it. A no-hitter is a no-hitter, a guy going from the first inning through the ninth inning and not allowing it, one guy not allowing hits. But this idea of taking a guy out in the sixth inning and bringing somebody else and have three or four different guys throw the no-hitter, that's not a no-hitter. That's not a no-hitter. To me, it's one guy going the whole distance, not allowing a hit. That's worth celebrating.
No, I completely agree. And I feel like there's some guys, like Dakota Hudson, for example, last night, 111 pitches. You could take him out. But I feel like there's still some guys in Major League Baseball that they could be at 150 pitches. If they got a no-hitter going through six, they're not coming out of that game. Max Scherzer's probably not coming out of that game. John Lester's probably not coming out of that game. Madison Bumgarner. But yeah, you do have to be careful because pitch count, I mean, it's a very important thing. We see guys going down, guys going on the IL all the time. Just look at the Brewers rotation right now. Everybody's been on that IL. Zach Davies, you mentioned, comes back yesterday. Five innings pitch, gives up just three hits, two earned runs, two walks, four strikeouts, does throw 75 pitches. That's about what you want to see from Davies, right?
Yeah. I mean, he pitched. I mean, this is about as best as you're going to get out of Zach Davies. And that's what I said. I mean, if I got that performance from Davies every time, my God, that'd be awesome. But, you know, there's not enough of those. It's like Davis, you never know what you're going to get out of him either. But he gave the great effort. It's just that the Brewers were just lifeless last night.
They
lifeless
really were.
Offenses. Well, yeah, I mean, they took, again, a couple of three ball counts. That's all fine. But bottom line is one hard hit ball by Grandal, and that was it.
And you know what's frustrating when you're struggling to score runs? Not that the Brewers, I mean, it was a pretty successful weekend offensively. Granted, you lost the series to the Nationals. You only took 1 of 3. But I feel like at some point, you watch the Nationals on Sunday. They had a game plan against the Brewers to put pressure on right away in the first inning. Why don't the Brewers ever come out like that?
Well, exactly. With their, the way they're established offensively with that lineup.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 into that lineup.
Go hard right away. Attack.
Yeah. No, I don't get it myself. I mean, first week of the season, they went 8-2, and they were winning games, and they were coming from behind. They were putting some runs on the board, getting solid pitching. But, you know, they it's like they spent everything in the first week of the season. Since then, there's been no established winning. There's been no consistency. It's just mostly drab baseball. And, you know, they're in the race. They're still 3 games out only, but I'm surprised they're only 3 games out, because when you watch them play sometimes, you just don't have a feel of a championship-level team.
I'm with you, and they're 30-25 against the NL Central with the loss last night. So it's like these are the important games. You have to win within their division. And every time I start to get a little excited about something, then the next week it's just a whole new story. They've just been so inconsistent. I want to hit on that a little bit later on in the program, because I got a text last night from our good buddy, host of the show, co-host of the show, Bart Winkler. And we'll go through a couple of those texts. He's a little bit frustrated right now. One thing real quick before the break, Freems, I started to get excited a little bit about Devin Williams last night. And that's when I know that there's a problem. But he comes in relief, I believe, in the sixth. Yeah, the sixth inning. He comes in for Davies.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice changeup that he just added. Brian Anderson talking about how he expects him to be a starter, possibly, because he's got 3 pitches now. And then he serves up that homer to DeJong. Just like that. I start to get excited about a guy. His velocity is looking good.
Went about 9,000 feet, too.
And went about 9,000 feet. So I was like, hey, here's a guy maybe you could add into the rotation, and then he gets taken out. So what are your thoughts right now on the Brewers' bullpen? Josh Hader, you were off last week, so Josh Hader's blown another save since you've been off.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Saturday night, I saw it. You know, they took the lead 12-11,
mm-hmm.
and we're at this casino up in Escanaba, and I was like, oh, you know, do I want to stick around here and watch Hader? So we left. We left and came back. And sure enough, Ducks on the pond, Hader's out there sweating his ass off, a run in, tie game, worked out of it. But it's like, man, that's 4 times in the last 5 games he's blown a save. I don't get it, man. He came back and blew away the final 3 hitters to get out of that inning. But God, I'm a little concerned, man. I mean, how does this guy go in complete reverse from where he's been for most of the 3-some-odd years that he's been on the team so far? I mean, he's just going through a horrible stretch of getting lit up every time he goes up there.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the team. I mean, you had everybody that even made the All-Star game outside of Yelich, and Yelich has been dealing with the back tightness, so he finally came out of his shell a little bit this weekend, caught fire offensively. But Moose since the All-Star break, Josh Hader since the All-Star break, and then Yasmani Grandal, all struggling in the second half of the season. You just can't win games like that.
Yeah, is this going to be a team where at the end of the year we're going to say, how did these guys have 5 All-Stars?
I'm already saying that.
How did they have 5 All-Stars on the team?
I'm already saying that.
Well, the 2014 Brewers, they had 4 All-Stars. And it was like they weren't even in the race for the most part in September. They're pretty much dead in September. Same with these guys. It's, you know, they had 5 All-Stars – and falling quickly out of the race.
Yeah, so the Brewers fall 3-0 to the Cardinals, managed just one hit on Monday night, 414-799-1250. We're going to be talking about that. Brewers now 3 games out of the division, and I got some worse news. I'm pretty sure the Cardinals are going to win the division. I have a stat frames that we're going to have to go through when we come back, and I'm a little scared, not going to lie. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Bofording Beer. Bofording is Milwaukee's smooth drinking import. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletics Studios. Tweeted us, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, the radio.com app, all social media platforms. Frames back today. Bart, he'll be back with us next Monday, enjoying fatherhood a little bit. And one thing he's not enjoying, and we'll get into that a little bit here, the Brewers right now. 3-0, they lose to the Cardinals last night. They manage just one hit off Dakota Hudson. He strikes out 7. They get some good stuff from Zach Davies, but just not enough. No offense whatsoever again last night. The Brewers now 3 games out of the NL Central. And I thought we were going to come back, Frames, and the Brewers were going to be maybe a half a game out of it, possibly even in first place. You come back, and they're 3 games out of the division. I feel like we're in the same spot.
Oh, that's not surprising. I mean, I never expected them to go unbeaten when I was gone. Never at all. I mean, it's just like Sunday. After they put up that 16-15 win on Saturday night in the world's longest game.
That was a long game. Yeah, 6 hours long.
Yeah, not surprising that they've laid eggs the last 2 days, because the Brewers, just like any other team, never get your hopes up for our sports teams, Horvy. I mean, because they cut your head out real quick. And I get suckered into this all the time. I do. I get suckered into this all the time, thinking, okay, all right. You know, hey, Thames hits the home run, I'm going wild, man. I'm loving it. Thames hits the home run, and he's done that so many times, I feel. Mr. Clutch, Thames is. He hits the home run, and still they tried to blow it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Thank God that Washington ran out of hitters, and they had to throw a pitcher to bat for the final out, Joe Ross or whatever the hell the guy's name was, to end the game. Because, by gosh, if that guy would have come up with a base hit to finish that game off for the Cardinals, or you know, at least tie the game, well, he could have had an extra base hit and won the game. I mean, that would have told me everything I needed to know about the Brewers the rest of the way. I would have been completely just done. As it is, like last night, I'm watching the game, and it's like I was like, I don't even want to watch the game tomorrow night. Like tonight, it's like I'm so down on these guys. But there will be 7:15, I'll be back at the TV watching the game. But right now, I'm just so disappointing that these guys can't sustain any type of success. But you know, that's been the last 50 years of that franchise.
And that's what's disappointing to me right now, is just the fact that it's the Cardinals. Like, Andrew Miller comes in the game last night, and Brian Anderson even says on the broadcast on Fox Sports Wisconsin, he says, yeah, Andrew Miller's coming into this ballgame, but it's not the Andrew Miller from 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Bases loaded, he gets out of the jam, gets a 4-out save. And I feel like the Cardinals are just getting hot at the right time. 414-799-1250, the Cardinals 8-2 in their last 10 games. And I said before we went to the break, I got a number that is a little alarming, because I hate the Cardinals. I shouldn't say that, but I do. I you shouldn't hate anything in this world. I can't stand the St. Louis Cardinals, and I feel like this is their division. We talked a little bit about it last week, Frames, that we should have threw a future on the Cardinals winning the NL Central. Maybe we were right. They conclude their season by playing 24 of their final 41 games at Busch Stadium, including 15 of 18 beginning last night. They're 35-23 at home. That's fourth in the National League with a .603 winning percentage. So I feel like whoever has the most home games in this division, like, what's the one thing that the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Cubs all have in common outside of shaky bullpens? They all play better at home.
I was going to say, it's not World Series titles.
No. Well, the Cubs do got one of those.
The Brewers are out of that equation right there. And, yeah, the Cubs are in there after, 100 years. But
108.
108, yes, to be exact. But, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, I mean, this is... I can't. Here's what it is with the race right now. As bad as it looks for the Brewers, they're still in it. And I know it's easy. It's easy for all of us to say, throw our hands up and say, God, these guys are terrible. And they are at times. And man, they have no shot. But, you know, everybody else in the division seems to stumble along the way.
Right.
You know, the Cubs this weekend, you know, they lost in dramatic fashion on Friday night. You know, they're 2-1 heading into the ninth inning, and the Pirates win the game, and then the next 2 days the Cubs win handily. Had the night off last night, but I think it's, you know, as bad as things are for the Brewers, they can still get into the postseason. It's going to take the team that gets hot that's going to win this division, but they're still as horrible as they've been at times this year, and they are way underperforming, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're still in the race.
Yeah, and you bring up
it's easy to give up, but they're still in the race.
Yeah, they're still in the race, but they're going to need a win tonight, I think. Gio Gonzalez on the mound. He's 2-1 this season, a 3.81 ERA, but he's 3-4 with a 3.21 ERA and 10 career starts against the Cardinals. However, 0-3 at Busch Stadium, but they're going to need him tonight. The Cardinals are going to go with Michael Wacha. He's 6-6. He's been kind of up and down. He was one of those guys that we expected big things from, one of the Cardinals' young arms, but he's just kind of mediocre at this point.
But if the Brewers could come back somehow and show a little pride, just a little bit of pride, and win these next two games, it's a 3-3 road trip. A 3-3 road trip through Washington and St. Louis, you'd take it. And then you come home, and you know you got some games, home games coming up here. So this is, and you got the Cardinals next week at Miller Park. But you got to win these next two games.
You got to win these next two.
You can't continue to get swept by division opponents. I mean, you got swept in at Wrigley a couple of weeks ago. And if you get swept in Busch, Horvey, I mean, that does not bode well. I mean, that's six games of the standings you've lost to two division rivals.
I'm with you. You at least need to take one, and that's worst-case scenario here. Because like I said, 15 of 18 beginning yesterday, the Cardinals have at home. So then you have the home series at Miller Park. I think you need a sweep there, realistically, to stay within this. If you want any shot at winning the division, I'm not talking about the wild card. I'm talking
division.
Sweep
this weekend against Arizona?
I think you need to sweep Arizona, and I think you need to take care of the Cardinals next week at home.
Boy, are the Brewers good enough to sweep anybody, though?
No.
That's
probably
the problem.
Not, Freems.
I mean, the Brewers are just, I think we're learning that, man. Whether it's Miami coming in here or San Diego or, you know, much less the Cardinals next week, man, just sweep. They won three games in a row like 2 weeks ago in Pittsburgh, but that's a Pirate team that's completely in disarray. But to ask these guys to win two or three in a row, man, might be too much at this point. Losing 2-3 in a row, they certainly find it easy to do that, but winning 3 in a row, here they are, 64-61, 3 games out. I mean, you look at the standings, the eye test, they're right there. You know, 3 games out, but then you look at their record, 64-61. It's like, man, how does a team with Yelich, Moustakas, Braun, Grandal, you know, these guys, Lorenzo Cain, how are these guys only 3 games over the 500 mark?
Not hitting with runners in scoring position, which is going to bring us to the question that you and I are going to ask everybody today. 414-799-1250 here on Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. So our buddy Bart Winkler sends an email, a mass email last night. He says, I know I'm off, but make sure the listeners are reminded of how much I hate the 2019 Brewers. Miss you guys. So that's the question me and Chuck are going to ask you guys today, 414-799-1250. Are you enjoying the 2019 Major League Baseball season for the Brewers? And if so, we want to know why. We want to know why you're enjoying it. I know why you wouldn't be enjoying it, because this team is mediocre at best, 3 games out of the division. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to West Dallas, talk to KJ. KJ, aloha, brother.
Hi, KJ.
Aloha, brother. Freezy.
KJ, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine, man. Good to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen, no, I'm not enjoying this, man. If I had any hair, I would be pulling it all out. But, you know, it's just been a rough year, man. Rough year for the Brewers. You know, I heard somebody say the other day, the Brewers are one of the best bad teams in baseball. And I have to agree with that. And because they can't put strings of wins together. They can't pitch and hit on the same night in succession. It just... You know, either you get one or you get the other. You know, either they're hitting the ball, but then the pitching's giving up like the other night. They're giving up 14 runs. I mean, 30 runs let's look at that. 30 runs in two games.
Mm-hmm. Pathetic.
You know, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, for any team, I don't care who it is. And so, you know, and they're more likely right now for teams to get swept rather than to sweep anybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're talking about the Brewers trying to sweep somebody, really? No,
yeah.
I don't see it.
No, I hear you. And on top of it, KJ, you know, you need a guy who's going to shut things down in the ninth inning and a close game. And, boy, you just, for whatever reason, I mean, his fastball location seems to be the problem, but Hader can't get anybody out. And, I mean, he finished off that inning, but four blown saves in the last five games. He looked past, you know, right after the All-Star game. I don't know if he's got a tired arm or what it is, but, man, he's just, you can't count on him. You don't feel good at all when he comes into the game anymore.
Yeah, he looks exhausted. He really does, Chuck. And the other thing is Lorenzo Cain. I mean, that guy, I mean, he was a table setter last year, and this year he's just a shell of himself. I mean, he looks tired. You know, he's been beat up, running in the walls and whatnot. And that was a huge key for setting the table for everybody to get up and bring in runs. But he's not there this year.
Yeah, yeah. So, my new nickname for Lorenzo Cain is Old Aches and Pains. Because he looks like he's 100 years old out there.
For sure.
He does.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks, man. He does. And, you know, I was telling you last week, I said, Cain, every time he goes down, he slides, he dives for a ball. It's always getting up really, real, real slow. Now, he's got a little oblique thing going on, but he's got a leg injury. His hand has had a little treatment on him, the cryotherapy treatment he's had done. He's got a lot of things going on. And we still got to pay Cain like $15 million a year over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I want to get into that. Also, I want to get into some Packer football here coming up within the hour as well. We're going to talk some backup quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers. Is he elite? Frames, that was the conversation while you were gone. I want to get your take on that. But 414-799-1250, are you enjoying the season for the Brewers baseball? Are you enjoying the 2019 Major League Baseball season? Chuck and Winkler returns.
Zach pitched very well. I thought there was real crispness to his stuff. I thought his changeup was excellent. I thought he located his fastball really well. I was really encouraged by how he pitched. I thought he pitched beautifully, really.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Zach Davies comes off the DL last night. The IL, still say DL, goes five innings, however. Brewers lose 3-0 to the Cardinals. They're one of the hotter teams in baseball. 8-2 in their last 10. Also, their pitching rotation on fire right now. That's their eighth shutout of the season, Frames. Their major league leading fourth in August. Third in their last seven games. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryan and Stratton College Athletic Studios. He's Chuck Freeman, filling in for Bart Winkler. I'm Ryan Horvath. 414-799-1250. We are asking you, are you enjoying this season of Brewers baseball? Frames.
Oh, no. No, I mean, hey, it's better than most seasons. It's been better than most seasons in the 50 years, because most seasons at this point, we're not even thinking about the Brewers. But you know, we're August 20th. I think it's August 20th. August 20th, I'll say. And, the Brewers are still in the race. You know, they're still in the race. They're a handful of games over the 500 mark. So at least, you know, by that standard, I'm still excited. But the way they play, and the eye test, the old Freeman eye test, they're brutal. The Brewer.
Brutal?
They're brutal to watch. Oh,
I
got to
disagree with you. They're brutal.
They're disappointing to watch. They're not fun to watch. Are they fun to watch?
I mean, imagine being an Orioles fan. Imagine living in Baltimore now.
We've seen that for most of the Brewer tenure here. Yeah, we've seen bad baseball. The Brewers, for most of 50 years, have either been brutal or mediocre. And this kind of falls along the lines of brutal to mediocre. Sometimes watching them is just brutal.
Yeah.
Like last night, that was awful. I mean, watching them Sunday, that was awful. Most of the time, the Brewers disappoint me. They do. I mean, they won that game Saturday night. Yeah, I mean, found many ways to try to lose it. But they won the game on Saturday, and then, of course, you know, Friday scored one run.
Yeah.
No, I think this has been a brutal season to watch. Brutal because I had set the standards high. They won 96 games last year. They won 96 games. If you look like a year ago today, I bet they were, what, 15, 18 games over the 500 mark. I don't know what it is, but I know they weren't three games over the 500 mark. This season has been brutal to watch. Brutal because they're better, because I feel like they're better than this. And there's nothing worse than seeing a team underperform like I feel like the Brewers have this year. They have very much so been disappointing and underperforming all season long. All season long. They got 20 hits on Saturday, still almost lost the game. 15-14, that's awful. That's awful baseball. You don't even feel good winning a game like that. Yeah, I mean, Thames hits the home run, and yeah, okay, they win. But look how badly they played in that game.
You feel good if you had the over in that game.
Well, you feel absolutely you do. You certainly do.
The Cardinals are 66-57 in first place, 8-2 in their last 10. Cubs 66-58, a half game back in the division, 4-6 in their last 10. Then the Brewers in third place, 64-61, just three games above 500, three games out of the division. I think the division as a whole just stinks. We talk about this being one of the more competitive divisions and there being so much parity. Look at the NL East. The Braves are 74-52. You aren't beating the Braves. The Nationals are 12 games above 500. They're 68-56. They got off to an awful start, but they're 7-3 in their last 10. And then you got the Dodgers, 82-44 in the West. So I just feel like the division as a whole struggling right now. 414-799-1250. Are you enjoying this season of Brewers baseball? Let's talk to John in Franklin. John, what's up, buddy? You enjoying
it?
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Chuck.
Hey, Sean.
Pretty much right where you left us.
Yeah, with a brutal baseball team.
It's just painful. This season has just been painful. You know, you have such high expectations, and we earn those. I mean, we were a game away from the flipping World Series. And look at the trajectory of the Dodgers and the Brewers. And you touched on it earlier. First couple weeks of the season, we saw some of the dramatics like we saw last season. And basically, for the rest of this season, we've had a couple of moments, a couple of outlier things, home runs, you know, Saladino, Grand Slam. But the rest of it has just been a slow, torturous grind.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that game yesterday, you roll into flipping St. Louis. These guys have owned you. These guys have drilled this team year after year after year. And you go in there with the lineup that you could put up against them, and you could feel good about it. But the problem comes right back. The pitching, you know, the pitching matchups. Then that's the thing with this team. When they pitch good, they don't hit. Take a look at it. Time and time again, whether it's the first game in Washington. I mean, there you go. You roll into the team that's on top of you in the wild card standings. Fallback position if you can't win the division. And what do? You load the bases a couple of times, and we had talked about it that morning. They've got to start hitting with runners in scoring position. It's obvious that that's such a problem for this team. All the numbers are there when you roll them out, the OPS and getting on base and this and that. But the problem is they're not stringing hits together when they need them. And that this has been going on all year, and it's going to drag them down. And it sucks because even after all this, it's all still there. It's all still in their hands. But you have no reason to believe this is going to turn around. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, no. I mean, I just think this is the way it's going to be. I mean, you're trying to go with Trent Grisham at the top of the order. It's been better than I expected, but he has, you know, cooled off a little bit at the 3-run homer last week to win the game. But, you know, 0-for-4 yesterday. He's down at 231. On-base percentage, 288. But I mean, we're asking a lot for this guy. You put him at the top of the order here. He's been sitting in the minors. No one ever talked about bringing up Grisham on the team this year, but you're running him out there every day in a leadoff spot in a pennant race, and you're expecting that guy to set the table for you. He's not there yet in his career. I think he's gonna be. I like him. I think he's gonna have a real good career. But I mean, call him up here.
Better than what Kane was doing.
What's that?
It's still better than what Kane was doing.
You're right.
No offense to Kane.
You're right.
But the reality is, whatever's going on with him, it's been a turnaround from last year, and we keep running him out in the leadoff position. And time again, they had to do something. And, yeah,
no.
To their credit, that worked for a little while. And I'm still okay with him up there. I mean, what else are you going to do, guys?
oh, he's their best shot as a leadoff guy. But that's where they are at this point. They're bringing up a guy from AAA who changed his batting stance a little bit, and he's been contributing. But they have no real leadoff. After Kane fails, they have nobody else. I mean, there's Monty Grandal. God bless him, but he's not a leadoff hitter. I mean, he could outrun a flagpole right now. That's how slow Grandal is. But Grisham is their leadoff hitter. But and Yelich, man, that guy. If they're going to say goodbye to Moustakas, Horvy, if they're going to say goodbye to Moustakas and Grandal, who's going to bat behind Yelich? Because what we saw last night, they walked Yelich to get the Moustakas.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody. You better have somebody in back of Yelich, or he got walked three times. Schilt is afraid of Yelich. Remember what happened early in the year? Yelich was beating up the Cardinals, and Schilt had no answer. And he said, well, you know what? We're to a point, I remember interviewing him after one of those games back in April. He goes, we're at a point where, you know, we face Yelich. We got to give him the Bonds treatment. We got to walk him. We're going to think about walking him even with the bases are loaded. He walked him last night to get the Moustakas. If they lose Moustakas and Grandal, who's going to bat in back of Yelich? Hira? Hira should be number two in this order. He should be batting in the two hole in this order. But, I mean, if you're going to say goodbye to those two guys, you better have a replacement, or you're looking at 71 wins next year.
No, I'm with you, and I don't – yeah, I mean, I feel like you'd have to obviously make some additions.
You don't think this team is brutal to watch?
Brutal to watch? I mean, I think
how would
that
you say it?
Well, here, actually – I got some numbers. So let's take a quick break here. When we come back, let's go through these. Also, 414-799-1250. We're taking your phone calls. Tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan. I do think at times they're brutal to watch. I think they're more just inconsistent. Let's go through the numbers a little bit. Also, if you're into a lot of runs being scored and you believe that the ball is juice, I think that this series against the Cardinals is proof that the ball is juiced and there's something going on. It's Chuck and Winkler when we come back. 105.7FM The Fan, 1250 on the AM dial. So Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Bakeries and Restaurants. I'm Ryan Horvath filling in for Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman in his usual spot, 414-799-1250. Nice and simple question for you today. Are you enjoying the 2019 campaign for your Milwaukee Brewers? So Freeman's said I had some numbers for you.
Remember how I told you the season is brutal and it's painful to watch sometimes? Here I am during the commercial break on a secondary website looking for tickets for Saturday night's game.
And that's what I'm saying. They're not that bad to watch. You could always be an Orioles fan.
Awful. But I'm still looking for tickets for Saturday's game. I'm a glutton to watch bad baseball, I think.
I don't think it's bad baseball. I think it's inconsistent baseball. We mentioned their struggles against their own division. All right. They're decent at home, 35-24 on the season. But I went through month by month of this team because I remember the opening week of the season, our own Bart Winkler declared the Brewers as the NL Central champions and predicted a World Series run. They got off to that hot start. They started March, 3-1.
Well,
all right.
Let me say, I picked them before the season to win the division. So I'm so far wrong, too. We're both wrong on this so far.
We all considered the St. Louis Cardinals, which is funny. And now they're in perfect position. I mean, they got the half-game lead on the Cubs. There's three games above the Brewers in the NL Central, and now they pretty much play the remainder of their games at Busch Stadium.
I picked the Brewers last year to win the division, and this is where Bart and I had that bet. He thought the Cubs would finish 10 games ahead of the Brewers, and we had that little $100 bet. First week of the season, we were all excited about the team.
Everybody was.
I mean, because they were fun to watch. They had a lot of life. They went 8-2 first 10 games of the season. Yeah, it was fun. It was great going out there. But since then, it's just been lifeless baseball sometimes. It's just, I don't know. Yelich has been great all season long.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like the one guy who you can count on. He's the only guy you can count on that team. And he should be the MVP of the league. He should be the MVP. He's probably not going to get it. He's probably not going to get it because the rest of the team is so horrible. But Yelich, if you watch Yelich play day in, day out, you'd say Yelich should be the MVP of the league.
Well, he'll definitely have to. The Brewers will have to make the postseason for him to be MVP because Cody Bellinger's putting up ridiculous numbers, and they're about 40 games above 500 in LA.
But look how many times Yelich has saved them. Even Saturday night, he has five hits. hits that home run, what, the 13th or 14th inning, whatever the hell it was, and it still wasn't good enough to win the game. And, no, I just think Yelich should be the MVP of the league. But what are the numbers?
So this is just how inconsistent this team is. 3-1 in March, 14-13 in April, 15-12 in May. At 500 in June, 13-13. July was rough, 12-13. And then in August, I mean, that's to be decided. So there hasn't been that one month where this team has just ripped off wins. I think their longest win streak this year would be six games. They've had three winning streaks of six games. And that's it. And so you're just waiting for this team. Like, I feel like to win the division, you need a run like you had last year. That's been the point that I've been making here the last couple weeks. You need Christian Yelich to go on that tear.
They've had three winning streaks of six games?
Doesn't seem like it, does it?
When were those?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go and dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe the first week of the season, I think maybe early May. But when was the third one? I don't remember. Honestly, I think this team has not won more than three games in a row since then.
From March 30th to April 5th?
Yes.
And then they won seven in a row,
that
actually.
That was team streak.
Yep, and then they actually won seven in a row from March, April, May 3rd to May 10th. They had a seven-game winning streak, actually, as well.
Yep, that was right. The first week of May, and then since then. Have they had another six-game winning streak?
No, that's when the inconsistency
started. So just two.
They're right about 500, I should say, each month. Like, there hasn't been that one month where they just ripped things off. And see, that's the problem, is that in Major League Baseball, you want to get hot right now. So that's what, like, if you're a Dodgers fan, I'd actually be concerned because you're 40 games above 500 and your team's almost playing complacent baseball. Whereas if you're the St. Louis Cardinals and you're 8-2 in your last 10, you're playing your best baseball, and now you play pretty much the remainder of your games at home, you're in a really good spot to win the division. And I want to know right now, we want to know, 414-799-1250, if you are enjoying Brewers baseball this season with all the inconsistencies. You could find us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Find us on the radio.com app, and that's what Vincent did because he's in Anaheim. Vincent, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Chuck? How you doing? How y'all doing today, man?
Good, Vincent, man.
It's disappointing, man, but it's still kind of, how would I say this, man? It's just a little disappointing. The inconsistent offense, you know, like I said, like I told the screener, man, pitching is off and on. You know, I mean, you started the pitching, you started off the season with the three young guys. You know, I mean, of course, there's going to be some off and on pitching. But what we were putting our hats on was this dominant offense, man. We got like Moustakas, Grandal. The reason why we got Grandal was because he's offensive catcher, right? You know what I mean? So, I mean, overall, I still think it's exciting because y'all still in it. You know what I mean? It's in your hands, but it's just real disappointing in this offense, man. This offense is disappointing. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
sometimes
well,
you get slapped in the face real good, and then you hit that restart button. But, hey, man, it's in their hands. You know, if that was a loss you can take, now you got to win out. You got to beat the Cardinals and maybe lose one against Arizona. You got to keep it. I want them to dominate series, but the Brewers sometimes don't do that, man. Sometimes they'll win two straight and then they give up the third one. Or they'll win one, lose one, win one. You know what I mean? As long as they don't get swept by the Cardinals, it's still all good, man. You know, you got to keep your heads up because y'all still in it, man. You, I mean, my Giants almost catching up to y'all, though, in the wild card race. But, hey, man, keep y'all heads up. This offense, hey, there's still like about, 30 games left, 30-plus games left, man. And, you know, whoever wins it, whoever wants it more. And, hey, you know, Cubs are struggling. So you're always getting that second wild card, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the phone call.
You know, I know a lot of people want to blame counsel for this season. I'm not going to be one of those guys, though. And I know people come at him hard on Twitter and on this radio station. You know, the listeners, callers, people tweet into us, call into our show, all the shows here, and they come at him. I don't. You know, I mean, is it his fault that Grandal? The struggles sometimes, or Moustakas, you know, some of the big boys, or Kane has had the season he has, or Hader can't get anybody out. I just feel like in baseball, so much is dependent on these guys actually performing. I feel like he's put these guys, these players in a good position, but, I mean, he's putting out this lineup he's putting out there. Hey, that lineup, that should be 4, 5, 6 runs a night. But, my gosh, last night was awful to watch. But I just sat back and enjoyed bad baseball, and I'll probably do it again tonight. Just sit back, enjoy it. And, you know, if you're going to be bad, you might as well sit back and enjoy it.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryan and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Are you enjoying this season of Brewers baseball? We return after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.